The town of Aurora and Aurora's downtown Bia are closing down Yonge Street just south of Wellington Street for Saturday Night Fever on Yonge Street this Saturday, September 18th from 4 to 11 p.m. A night of dancing to live music and a chance to browse all that local shops in the downtown core have to offer. The event will kick off with live performances at 4.15 by Beverly Mahood and Friends, followed by Soul Benefit at 6.30, Night Fever. A tribute to the Bee Gees at 7.30 and the ever-popular ABBAmania closing out the night beginning at 9.30 p.m. We are extremely pleased that Mayor Maracas and town staff are bringing this event to Yonge Street, right in the center of the Bia, and we are proud to support and participate in the event, says Joanne Russo, chair of the Bia. It gives the community an excellent opportunity to come together and celebrate all of the support and hard work we have all had to endure during the pandemic. And while we're not in the clear yet, any way we can support small business is welcomed. As the Bia works to build value for members, we are also the voice of the entire downtown area. This event will be a fun way to reconnect with residents and visitors and welcome people back to the downtown. We are at the beginning of an exciting transformation and look forward to continuing to build the momentum. Additionally, participants will have an opportunity to give back to the wider community by participating in an expansive silent auction, the proceeds for which will benefit the 30 community charities, nonprofits and groups that will benefit from Magna's Hoedown Community Fund, a pot of money established by Magna International earlier this year to ensure partner organizations will be able to meet fundraising and programming goals after Hoedown was cancelled for the second year in a row. Saturday's party will take place on Yonge between Wellington and Mosley Streets. All COVID-19 protocols will be in place for the event, and anyone who enters the stretch of Yonge will need to complete a screening and contact tracing process through a QR code at the entrance. This screening, the town notes, can also be done verbally or on a printed paper copy. Masks will be required at the event except when eating or drinking. Masks will also be available upon request. All are welcome to attend and there are no age restrictions. Registration is not required, but organizers note when capacity is met no one else will be permitted in the space. Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at the Auroran.